St. Clair County Department of Veterans Affairs is teaming up with the music therapist at Marwood to do music therapy for veterans. Joining us right now is the music therapist there, Holly Semrel. Holly, good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked before about music therapy, what it is and how important it is, but just remind us what it is that you do.
Yeah, so as a music therapist, I'm using music to target non-musical goals, whether those be communication goals, physical goals, social goals, things like that. But the tool that I use is always music.
And so you're teaming up with the Department of Veterans Affairs to work with veterans. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so what we have is a special presentation that I'm giving tomorrow here at Marwood. It's a lunch and learn from 11:30 to 1, and it's just an opportunity to educate veterans in the community who are interested about the benefits of music therapy and using music in general as they in their lives.
And you've certainly seen the benefit of this yourself firsthand, haven't you?
Yeah, I actually did my internship 6 years ago at a VA hospital out in Virginia, so I've got lots and lots of experience working with veterans, and I'm excited to bring that back around. I also work with a lot of our veterans here at Marwood.
Give us some examples of how this works.
Well, so music therapy actually has its roots working with veterans way back after World War I and World War II. That was kind of the first time that the therapeutic benefits of music were actually recognized. That's how our field formed and organized. So the most common needs for veterans are post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury, which both obviously occur in the brain. And the great thing about music is that music activates the entire brain simultaneously. So when we're looking at these areas of the brain that are damaged, we can use music to address those areas directly and work positive change.
Yeah, and it's it's soothing, it's comforting, and really does have a positive impact.
Yeah, and also stimulating. You know, something I just learned preparing for this program that's really interesting is that in post-traumatic stress disorder, Broca's area, which is our area of expressive speech, is deactivated, and the amygdala, which is our area for experiencing emotion and sometimes stress, is overactivated. So again, the ability of music to activate both of those areas at the same time and regulate them is so important.
Boy, that's fascinating. And a lot of times we just think about music as a pastime, something to have on in the background, something that, you know, we very passively, you know, consume. But it really is important, isn't it?
It's so important. Absolutely.
This program tomorrow for veterans at Marwood, obviously you don't have to be a patient at Marwood to attend. Tell us a little bit about how people can get there. What do they need to do?
So it's tomorrow, Tuesday, February 12th from 11:30 to 1. We have 30 seats total. Some of them are already full. But if you'd like to come, you can call Hillary at 810-966-5426. And again, it's a free program. We'd love to have lots of people here. There's going to be a lot of active music making. I'll share a lot of information, a lot of resources. It should be a really great day.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Thanks so much for telling us about it, Holly. We hope you get a great turnout tomorrow.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.